פרק פסלוב סעיף חוף ה. חיתוך אוכלים שיש להם צורת cut, food which has got a shape. חוף ה. עוגיה או עשויה בצורס פרח ובעלי חיים או אותיות או מספרים. כיוצא בזה. מותר לאכול אוכלו בשבת ואין בזה עשר מחיקה צורס ועוז. We're talking about when the whole cake, the whole biscuit is in a picture. You've got a biscuit which is in a shape from an animal, or a shape from a flower, or if you've got a letter, the whole biscuit is a letter, or a number. Kiven shezeh is hatzura shel alech, and this is the way that the food is. There's no problem from mechika. There's no problem from rubbing it out. No problem from it's a meichik on Shabbos, because that is the way that the challah is made, or the cake. The same as if a person has a platter challah, then we can't say that a person goes and cuts it, he's going to break up the plat. He's breaking up the picture of the platter challah. No problem altogether, because that's the way the cake is, and you're allowed to go and eat it, even cut it. But to make it on Shabbos in such a form, one can... That's what you learned before. It's not so straightforward. Se'ef chav vav. Se'otot kavim agabi oichim. To make lines on food. Mutar asat kavim agabi ogam. Nos l'choit chabayifin yashah. A person is allowed to go and make a line on a cake or any other food in order to cut it straight. Oy al manos l'achtoch hatich ha-shavot begoydim. Or to make sure that you have cut it pieces in the same size. You've got no problem from koisav. Oy mesatet. There is a melacha from mesatet. Mesatet means to go and make a groove in order to go and cut it straight. There's one of the melachas on Shabbos. That's how they used to go and cut the leather. They first used to go and make a groove and afterwards go and cut it or write down in this place or to use it for writing down. Afterwards, to make straight lines. A koponim, in food, there's no problem not from masaltet, and not problem from kosev either. Perek tes vav seif chav zayin, kishut uga, to go and decorate a cake. Chav zayin, ein lekashet uga b'shabes al dey krem ukiyotze b'tzura shel igul oi mishulash ukiyotze b'ze. V'kolshken shen lasa tzura shel oisies o tziyurim mukavim yoisa. You're not allowed to go and make cake or anything like that, creme, put cream on it in a way of whipped cream, in a way that it comes out even a picture which is a normal round, a normal circle, or even to do only a triangle. You're not allowed to do that because you are interested in doing now a picture. You're interested in doing now, even if it is a pushta picture, even if it's a picture which is only a round circle. Also a picture, some sort of a picture. It's different than what we said before. You're allowed to cut it and eat it, because then we look as if you're only cutting it. You're not interested in making a picture. But here you are especially making a picture with cream that you're not allowed to do. The kavachoyim, if you want to go and do a letter, you want to a letter, an aleph beis, or even any other language, you're not allowed to do it. Or if you want to make a proper picture, well, you're not allowed to do that. אבל מותר לעשות קרם על העוגה בצורה אקראית. אם אין כוונות לעשות צורה או לסרטט קווים לקישוט העוגה. But if a person wants to put cream on the עוגה in a way that it is not with a picture, somebody wants to cover the cake in with cream, he's allowed to do that. It's even not, but you shouldn't do it if you want to go and make special lines. If you want to make special lines on top of it, that you shouldn't do that. That if he doesn't want to make special lines, but he wants to make a stamp to cover the cake with cream, he's allowed to do that. What do we mean to make a line? Some people like to do cream and afterwards they go and put on it different colors, a line from different colors, crisscrossing, or to do with a fork, something like that. You shouldn't do on Shabbos. But if you put stamp cream on it, you're allowed to do that. If a person has already made on Erev Shabbos a cake which has got on it triangles or circles, if you're allowed to cut it, he says it before, He wants to say it's probably that you should be mutter to cut it. He's not 100% certain on it. Chav ches. Shimosh b'machshib lazrakat ketzef. Using a zrakat ketzef. Well, that is something which one uses to go and make cream on top of cakes or to whip cream. Yeah, to make cream on top of a cake. One uses such a bag, or sometimes it's a bag with a special piece at the bottom of it, so it comes out nicely. If you have some sort of this sort of a syringe or a whatever it's called, a sort of bag which you go and make cream or whipped cream on cakes. You're allowed to use it if it doesn't come out from this bag, it doesn't come out from this machshir, doesn't come out special shapes. Oh, in a shimush b'kli zeh kashen atzeres b'krem tzua mesuyemes b'shas yitziyosei k'in shenuyitzim b'r chavitim k'yitzim b'zeh re'ei ha'ora. To use it when it comes out from it, lines, special, it comes out a piece with lines and it looks very nice. He says you should look in the footnote, which he really wants to say it should be muta, but he doesn't say 100%, he's not 100% sure about it, it should be muta. But he says the same thing would be if a person has a special peeler, with a peeler from, let's say, a peeler from cucumber. Some people like to peel it, even if it's not the peel, even if you want to go and do it in a special shape, you have a special peeler or a special knife, which makes a shape when you cut it. He says the same thing, he's not 100% sure, but he wants to say, he's noted to say, he thinks that maybe it should be muta. He doesn't want to be machlit, what is the halacha. See, I saw that Reb Shlomo Zalman in Sheshach, in Shmuel Shabbos Kilchos, he wants to say it is osa. Akopanim, we're using such a machshir, one should not use it on Shabbos, according to Shmuel Shabbos, but he has here a suffix. He says there's such a substance that when it's inside the tube, it is a liquid. And when it comes out, you put it on the plate, it comes hard. He wants to say you're allowed to do that. There's no problem for Neulet. I think I saw in the Sheshach, he says you're not allowed to do that. A call upon him, one has to know if one's allowed to use that.